Okay, so everyone knows during Sfiras Omer we have a minhag in Klal Yisrael not to have weddings and ofros and stuff like that. But the pasuk says in this week's parsha that you should guard a Kadosh Baruch Hu's chukosai ves mishpata asher yaseh osam ha'adam v'chayibrim, and you should live by them. So also, what refers to some of the laws of the Torah, also the minhagim, right? Minhag Yisrael Torah. What's Rav Zilberstein brings down an incredible shaila that I saw this morning, and I would really like to share. We know, but when we Bezes Hashem, when your friends will get married, when you get married, in the Ashkenazic world, we have the Shabbos before the wedding, something called an Ofruf. One of the minhagim that we have at an Ofruf is that the Chassan, the Chatan, gets an Aliyah at Kriyas Torah. And in some shuls, in a lot of shuls that we daven in, what happens? The Chassan gets the Aliyah, and sometimes before the Aliyah is over, or after the Chassan finishes the Haftorah, they get the Zaris thrown on him, they get the candy thrown on him. So what happened? The Shaila was brought to Zilberstein. He said that there was a chassan in shul, and it was a regular Shabbos. And what happened was they did the regular thing. And what happened? The chassan, all these people started throwing out the zowers and the lollipops and the zowers. I don't know anything else, but rock candies, whatever. They had all these things. And what happened? The gabbai's glasses were hit. It was hit by the Mariano Rivera, but by these women chucking them from the bleacher seats in at the mechitza. So they come to Zerbasin now to ask him a shayla. Said that they're doing a minug. The minug in Klai Yisrael is to be able to throw these candies at the chassan, and we'll see the source where that. And Zerbasin said that as a source. The Gemara Brachas brings it down on Numan Beis. Now they used to throw that before the chassan and Kala. Used to throw these nuts and these candies. And Mesechas Smachas Perik Menuchas says they used to throw like these fishes and pieces of meat. So right now the woman has a very good time. I'm doing a mitzvah. On the other hand, the gabe now, he's broken glasses. So who has to pay? Who has to pay over here? Just imagine, like when I was reading the shaila, I was like, just imagining like this, like these women, like, you know, they're getting like their cannons back and say, yeah, I'm gonna show my husband. I got a Mariano Rivera. I'm gonna show him. Or if you don't even like the gabe, like you're aiming for the gabe, you know. But they don't say it in the tshuva. So Zilberstein says for two reasons, the woman would not have to pay for the gabe's glasses. He says first reason. He brings down from the Ramah, brings down in Choshen Mishpat, Sif Shin Ayin Chesif Tes, that Bachurim Haruchim Nekmas Chasim and Kalo, that if you have like these young lads, you have these single guys who are dancing now in front of the Chasim and Kalo, Ve'ziku Ze'ezem Mamon Chavero, and what happens, unfortunately, you know, sometimes you know, during the Ketzim Raktin, and by the way, by accident, you hit someone and something breaks, whatever. Derech Simcha Vesok, Bechein Beshar Devrei Simcha, Holy Benagokin Beturin. Mamash doing something in the mitzvah of Simcha, you're trying to be Mesameh Chasan and Kala, says, Merama says, you're Potter. So he says over here, so Rav Zilberstein says, V'am nem bara adover, sheyesh lizar ma'ot shelo lahazik la'achem b'zirgas ha'sukaris. Obviously, we have to make sure that you can't just, okay, now I can just do whatever I want, start chucking them because it's Simcha. But here it's a minigan Klai Yisrael, right? It's a minigan Klai Yisrael to be able to do it. And he didn't say that she had any intent. She didn't say she didn't have any intent. It's a mitzvah, the Rama says. Doctor, anything to do with trying to be mesameh chasan and kala, and something happens, you're pater. Because even though the Aruch HaShulchan brings down an Aruch Chaim Simon Tavresh, they say, hey, but listen to this lashon. V'achshav ba'amunosinu. Now in our great sins, harabim, arba kol simcha. You know, our simchas get a little out of hand. V'ein anu nogim l'smach kol kach ad sheyavol hazik. We can't just say that you can just do whatever you want. He says, v'lachin achshav keshehezik chayv l'shalim. The Aruch HaShulchan says no. The Ramah is referring to regular Simcha things. But now, if you're going to go out of your way and do these crazy things and you're going to start dancing with fire in front of the Chasan Kala, you know, sometimes you see this, you burn, God forbid, the person next to you, you're going to have to pay. Rav Zilberstein says, that's only dealing with things that you're not knowing to do. But here, no, we're knowing to throw these candies, and therefore, you wouldn't have to pay. That's the first reason. The second reason why she wouldn't have to pay, Mamash, listen to this Lashon, he's ripping into the Gabbai. Madua Roshcha Umabatcha Hayu Mufanam La'evar Ezra Sanashim. Why is he looking at the Ezra's Nashim? You know the cannons are coming. You know they're about to shoot their bows and arrows. Why are you even looking? He doesn't. Whoa. I thought when I read the title that he had his glasses on the bima. Okay, maybe he forgot. Why are you looking there? You know that you're the Gabba. You know every Shabbos there's an Ufruf. They're going to come striking. They're coming for you. Why are you looking there? Not only are you looking there. You first of all, you would make sure to get out of the way. He's like Mamish looking, like he's like looking for the he's looking for the ammunition. He's looking for the Mariano Rivera fastball. So therefore, he says, he's Mamish. He's damaging himself. Ihu da'azik hanafshe. He's mazik himself. So for two reasons, he would say first because it's a minigun klai, so and it's a, we know the Ramah brings down that if you damage your friend, then in a derech simcha you don't have to pay. And second of all, it's mamash the gabbai's fault. The gabbai shouldn't have been looking. And then today, what is the message? I think the message is very clear. Sometimes when you're in avodas Hashem, sometimes you think how everything else goes. Rabbi Liebert tweeted from the Rabbi of Rebbe last week. Someone once came to him and asked him, what should be the kavanah when I put on my talis in the morning? You know what the Baba Rebbe answered back? To make sure not to hit the strings with the guy behind you. How many times you're just in shul and something like that? That should be the kavanah. He asked him again, what should be your kavanah during the hakafos? You know what the Baba Rebbe answered back? Your kavanah should be that you shouldn't squeeze the guy's hand next to you strong or shouldn't step on his feet. So, B'ezrus Hashem, when we're doing mitzvahs, should be zochah b'ezrus Hashem that we're aware of our surroundings and be able to be careful in everything we do. Shkoyach.